Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So yesterday you led the pack talking about fall grazing tips. And, you know, kind of some strategies that we might want to utilize for this time of year. And today you're coming back and actually giving us some more tips, or we're calling this tips 2.0 for early fall grazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to, as I like to say, re-lick the calf a little bit here. Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm just going to turn it over and let you start on that.
We're going to talk about a few things. We're actually going to draw some things back in that even we talked about even last week. Okay. All right. So, as we talked about yesterday, and I want to make sure I made that point, that when we're talking about stockpile and fescue, people pick fields for different reasons, okay? Some people start with the field that we're going to stockpile at the field as far away from the barn and the house and whatever as we can, because we're going to utilize that, get them out of there, and start bringing them closer to the road or wherever we're going to feed. All right, I get that, okay? I 100% get that. For people that are fall calving, that's probably not what you're going to do. All right, you're going to bring them up close to the ground, because, you know, let's face it, people that are fall calving, today's the day, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Yesterday and today's the day we want to start. I hope that you have a lot of calves. All right, September 1st, right? So, you know, planning ahead. Now, is it too late? No, but we'd like to get that nitrogen out pretty quick. We talked about clipping or grazing down to stimulate growth, and then throwing a nitrogen there, get it to going, and then we got to get off of it. We got to get the cattle off of it. We got to give it a chance to grow. And I say cattle. It could be goats, could be sheep, it could be horses. Okay, we can do this. All these techniques work good no matter what animal we're grazing, right? And then we talked about, you know, what can we do to extend that season even longer? Well, anytime that we do a strip graze or a rotational grazing or flash grazing, throw them in, pull them out, okay, that kind of deal, you know, we would definitely like to put the cattle in an area where they're going to consume the forage in 2 to 3 days. Some people think you got to move them every day. And yeah, you do get a little boost if you move them every day. But if we put them in there 3 days, okay, and that's basically moving them twice a week, okay? That's not too bad.
No,
right? You know, twice a week, three times, that works out pretty good, okay? All right, now, so let's say we pull them out, okay? So we've got that grass really grazed down. Maybe we want to go back in there and drill some grass to do a little renovation. Maybe we want to go back in there and introduce some legumes. Maybe now's a good time to introduce some legumes, okay? All right, or preparing that for frost seeding. One thing that I definitely want you to do is I want you to be out there when we're in those stockpiled fields and doing our intensive grazing in the fall. I want you scouting, okay? I want you to see those weeds that are out there so that we can control them. The quicker we find them, the smaller they are. Generally speaking, the cheaper the herbicide we can use, or the less expensive herbicide we can use to control them. The longer you let them go, the bigger they get, the more we're going to have to use. It starts running into money at that point in time, okay? All right? And I know last week we talked about weeds, and we talked about, you know, different things that we're moving through there on that and different weed control options. One thing I wanted to bring up this time is you say, Chris, I'm not rich on spraying herbicide. That's cool, okay? That's cool. If that doesn't work into your operation, that's fine. So then let's introduce more grass. Let's introduce more legumes to choke out those weeds. We can do it. It's a little harder, more challenging, but we can do that. We can get those things in there to tighten that up. And I guess I wanted to make one point that I made yesterday and make sure I didn't scare anybody. It's not too late. It's getting too late. But it's not too late, okay? All right? We got to move now. But for some people, They're not planners, they're reactors. So right now, it's you got to react.
You got to go. Now.
It's go time. Yeah. Remember the phrase? It's go time.
Uh-huh.
So if it's go time for you and your operation and you need to extend your grazing season and you want some fall grazing tips, pick up that phone, give us a call at the extension office. We'd be glad to talk to you. We'd be glad to come out and make a plan with you.
Thank you for all those tips this morning, Chris, and we want to invite you back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market, Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.